Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to the Bent Entrepreneurship Podcast. I am your host Kate and I'm so excited to be hosting you for yet another episode this week. If you're new here, karibu sana. If you've been here before, thank you so much for coming back. I do this for you guys. On today's episode, I want us to talk about how to deal with bad days as an entrepreneur. I've had quite a number of such days. And it's not voluntary. Sometimes it just feels like life is too much. Sometimes it feels like work is too much. Sometimes it feels like being a mother is overwhelming. There's so many different facets of my life that are all happening parallel to each other. And sometimes it becomes hard to juggle all of them together. As much as women are expected to have everything figured out and strike balance on all these things, sometimes it can be a bit much for me. And being an entrepreneur is just one of the many things that I am. So for me, I can afford to take a break from entrepreneurship, for example, or request a day off at work and still be fine, you know? But it got me thinking, how does someone who has to be an entrepreneur full time deal with this? How do they get through these bad days? And what am I defining as a bad day? A bad day is the kind of day when you wake up and you just feel like you don't have the struggle in you. You don't have the fight to keep fighting or to keep forging on. Or you have something going on in your life that is hindering you from being the best that you can be. Or, no, just life is happening, you know, and it's something that's beyond your control and you're struggling a little bit to navigate it and to find a way out. So someone who has to be in their business hat throughout the day, feeling like shit, is someone who really has to push themselves or encourage themselves or have some laser sharp focus that extends directly to making their business happen. And I don't have that. I'm still learning how to be that. And I think I could come up with a few ways, or rather I've come up with a few ways that I would manage such days being an entrepreneur and I have to wake up and go to work. So what are some of the coping mechanisms that I can put in place so that I don't have to miss work because I'm not feeling it, or I don't have to stop what I'm doing because I don't feel right, or something has happened in my life that is beyond my control but I still need the money and I need to make something happen first before I can deal with it? How can we deal with that? How do we cope with such situations? And so some of the things that I would do is, one, talk to someone. I find venting very therapeutic. And the people who know me, some might think I complain a lot. Some might think that I talk a lot. But usually after I vent, or after I let what I'm going through out, or after I talk to someone who can relate to what I'm going through, usually I feel so much better. I feel like a load has been lifted off my shoulders, and they say that a problem shared is a problem half solved. And I would apply the same logic if I was a full-time entrepreneur and I woke up and I was going through something that probably, if it's business related, I'll go look for another person, another entrepreneur who is running a business full-time and would give me the kind of knowledge or feedback to be able to deal with whatever I'm going through. I read somewhere that being an entrepreneur, as much as you would like to talk to other entrepreneurs, that's good, but be wary of talking to people who are investors and venture capitalists, but they don't run businesses, because then they would see you as weak and write you off as a leader or able to handle situations or problems, you know? sometimes not everyone can relate to what you're going through. And that's why I would propose that if you're going to talk about what you're going through, talk about it with someone who might relate to what you're going through. So for me, if it's business related, I'd go looking for a person who is within my circle, who has been in business, or someone who is in business currently, or someone who has told me that they've gone through a similar struggle at some point and now it's my turn to go through it. So they would be the best person to talk to. If it's something life related, I would consider therapy, maybe finding someone who would just listen and help me deal with the problem, because therapy is all about cause analysis and trying to find real solutions to the problem you're going through. Again, when it comes to therapy, please look for someone who is not forcing their beliefs on you, forcing you to think the way they think, but someone who thinks and reasons with you to get you to a place where you're better at what you do. I would also consider talking to family and friends, because sometimes what you're going through, someone in your family or a friend has gone through, so they might be able to offer you feedback or help. But I would also be wary about who, especially among friends and family, I share my challenges with, because not everyone has good intentions for you, and that's a fact of life. So it needs to be someone who has your best interests at heart. And sometimes I know kind-hearted people tend to be really poor judges of character. It's nice for you to have a buffer in the form of either a friend or someone in your family who can help you decide on who has your best interests at heart and who doesn't. Just passing, introducing them, and you know, having that person tell you what their opinion of this person is based on their interaction, if they're a better judge of character than you. But beware that a lot of your problems can only be solved by you. So as much as you're sharing them, don't be very quick to take other people's solutions to the problem and implement them without thinking of how they will impact you or your business or your life if you implement them in your space. So be wise, take the feedback. I mean, feedback comes both warranted and unwarranted, but it's up to you to filter what works for you and then focus on using that to grow yourself. Yeah. And the reason I think talking is therapeutic is because it kind of helps you think through what you're going through as you speak it, as you say it. And sometimes you might be mad because something happened, or you might already have a solution to your problem. You just need someone to hear it or to say it to, so that you hear how it sounds, yeah? Because as an entrepreneur, sometimes you have crazy ideas and sometimes you need to say it out loud for you to hear how it actually sounds. So talk it through with someone who might have gone through what you're going through, or just more experienced than you in life, in work, in whatever you're going through, and just vent. Sometimes you don't even need encouragement, you don't need someone to say anything, you just need someone to listen. Just look around in your circle and see who that person can be for you, and hopefully you can be that person for them as well, because also no one wants a nagging Nancy in their life all the time, where you're always complaining about something and you expect them to constantly hear you out. And sometimes the things you're talking about, they've advised you on in the past and you did nothing about, so it becomes annoying to some extent. So it's always better to show progress after you've talked to someone and they've given you feedback. Whatever you choose to do is up to you, but let it grow you. Let it not just be an avenue to let things out with no intention of fixing what the initial problem was. The second thing I would do is making sure I have something else to shift my focus on. This can be either a hobby, just something you like to do, or it can be more work. Or it can just be something that can draw your attention away from what you're going through. In some instances, like now for me, one of my escapes is just chilling with my kids. You'll find that sometimes they'll do something cute and you'll forget you are feeling a certain way. Or you'll start to appreciate the small things in life just by watching them, you know. Having something you can escape to gives you time to breathe and think through what you're going through. And in some instances, actually, I think men are really good at this. They're very good at blocking out what is disturbing them and focusing entirely on something else without bringing the emotions attached to the other issue into this. For us women, it's a bit difficult because we are emotional beings, and a lot of us will associate our emotions with everything, literally everything. But for men, they can shut this out and move on to the next thing like nothing happened. And I think that's a superpower, man. I wish I had that. I wish I could just switch things off this side and move on to the next thing and just continue like nothing happened. But that's not me. So for me, how I handle it is just having something else to do. Sometimes it'll help you cool off if you are upset, or it'll give you time to think about what challenge you're facing. Sometimes it might even be the avenue for you to discover the solution to your problem. Sometimes that other avenue ends up being what helps you solve whatever you're going through. So it's good to have something else to do other than your business or focusing on what is your pain point. Another thing I would do is journaling. I know some people think that this is a lady thing to do, but I think everyone should take it up. I think writing down your thoughts, writing down your emotions, writing down your feelings, especially if you can't trust anyone to hear what it is you're thinking, is the way to go. Just put it down on paper. It helps you think through whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through. And maybe even by the time you're done journaling, you're clear on what you need to do to move forward from there, which I think is pretty cool. I used to journal. I stopped for a bit for my own personal reasons, but I'm thinking of getting back there because, you guys, life can be a lot. And because it has so many different facets, you can't always have a grip on everything. And unfortunately, it can take a toll on you. So I need to get back to journaling. But sometimes even just writing, even a business idea, for example, if you're thinking about doing something differently or doing something, sometimes writing it down is the best way to validate if what you're thinking even sounds feasible, you know? Just sounds feasible. So I would propose to someone who woke up and is not feeling okay, I'm not talking about physical okayness, but emotional, mental health kind of wellness, it's good to just pick a piece of paper and a pen and write it down. Write down what you're feeling, write down your thoughts. And sometimes it actually helps because you can always refer. You ever find yourself in a situation like that, you can go back, sit down, read through what you wrote, and you might be able to find the solution again. Yeah, because sometimes it might be a very temporary problem that you solve temporarily and then it comes back later and it still frustrates you because you didn't solve it the first time. But having the insights of what you did last time can help you figure out how you'll handle it this time. So writing things down is actually a good way of dealing with stress and all that. Another thing I would do as a full-time entrepreneur, and I'm not feeling a certain way about, especially if the struggle is about something that I want to do in my business, I think it's worth sitting down and reprioritizing my goals or my targets so that I don't feel like the pressure is overwhelming for me. So I've worked in a place where there are so many different things going on at the same time. And if you keep operating like that, you get more and more frustrated as opposed to learning to work on all these things simultaneously, because it always feels like there's no end in sight. You start this and then you're told to do this, and then you start another one and then you're told to do another one, and eventually you have 5-10 things that you're chasing and none of them is moving because you're not focused on anything. Sometimes you just need to sit back, look at what you're trying to achieve, and reprioritize. If out of the 10 things, the first 3 are the ones that you think you can prioritize, or even the one that you had put as number last is the quickest win for you, and you just need that win to encourage you to keep going, then it's worth reprioritizing that and pushing down something else to after that is delivered, so that you don't feel like you're in a constant form of turmoil trying to get through your work day. Yeah, it also helps with organizing your work, because it's very difficult when you're running with 10 different things that are all sounding urgent or that are all key deliverables for you at the same time, and then you have just 8 hours of your day to figure that out. You cannot do all 10. Even if you assign an hour to each, you still don't have enough time to handle all 10. So you need to just have a plan. Say, like, for today, I'm going to go and I'm going to chase this sale, I'm going to close this deal, I'm going to, you know, hire this person, and then focus on those 3 things for the day. And the more you're able to complete tasks that you've set for yourself, the more you're able to meet short-term goals for yourself, the more encouraged you are as an entrepreneur to keep going. It's not easy, I have to say, but sometimes you just need to take a step back and look at everything you're working on and then decide on what's more important at this point in time. And trust you me, that list might change 500 times by the time the year is over, but at least something will have moved. So you'll feel more motivated to keep going. Because one of the things that can put you down as an entrepreneur is if you feel that your things are not moving, or if you feel you're not making money, but you have all these strategies in place that are not, they're not giving you any kind of fruit, yeah? So it's okay to sit and reprioritize your day, your goals, your tasks, even your whole year. You may have had a goal to do X, but you decide to pivot, and it's okay. It's totally okay. As long as you can see what you're trying to do and it makes sense to you, then I would not tell you to stop. One last thing that I think you need to do as an entrepreneur on those bad days when you just don't feel like doing anything, you just need to stay disciplined, because you have to remind yourself of why exactly it is you do what you do and get up anyway, even though you don't feel like it. Go into that meeting and pitch it like your life depends on it, even though you don't feel like it. Drive to work and go through your stock like your life would stop if you didn't know what was in that stock shelf, even though you don't feel like it. You know, you don't always have to want to do something that is good for you, but you need to have the discipline to follow through with it even when you don't feel like it. Because otherwise, every time you had a bad day, nothing would get done. Just because you don't feel like it. And I don't think that's how a full-time entrepreneur doesn't have the luxury to do that. You can't just not do something because you just don't feel like. You depend entirely on this business. If you don't work today, you don't eat. It's not like someone who has a plan B or a fallback plan of employment or an income that they can rely on to, you know, give them an extra income as they go. But if you rely entirely on this one business to survive, and then you choose not to do something just because you don't feel like, hey, you will struggle, you will suffer, my friend. So it's definitely not worth the struggle. Just pick yourself up and do it anyway, and you'll enjoy the results later when you're much happier and feeling good. You'll be glad you did it anyway. So those are my 5 hacks for those bad days for entrepreneurs. I hope that they're helpful, because I know for a fact it cannot be easy. And juggling all these things and being the reason for your business's existence cannot be something to take for granted. And being human, it's understandable that you will have those bad days, because we don't always feel good. We don't always want to do things. We sometimes just want to sleep and relax and rest. But you don't even have the luxury of that, because you worked yesterday up to 11 p.m. trying to work on a pitch that you'll make for an investor to invest in your business, and then you have to go and pitch that thing first thing in the morning, and you don't even have time to rest because you're so anxious, you're so excited at the same time. And it's okay, it happens. And when you feel like you don't have any more capacity, just try and push through, because it's you or no one else. No one else will do it. Our principal used to say, somebody else is dead. Because she used to get annoyed if she finds something hasn't been done. And then when someone is asked, they say, someone else was supposed to do it. It used to really bother her. And she would tell you, someone else is dead. Someone else is dead. So you do it. You do it. You don't know who this someone is, but you're the person who is here, so you do it. Don't wait for someone else to do anything for you. They don't have your interest at heart, and they probably will not, because it's not their place, you know? You get it? Okay. So I have been your host, Kit. I've had a good time recording this podcast, venting as I can, and just letting you know how life happens to us sometimes, and it's okay, and how you can deal with it when that time comes. So thank you for listening, and I wish you an amazing day. Bye.